When you lay down to bed at night, do you feel sleep elusive? Do you toss and turn, thinking about everything that has happened that day, or the things you have to do the next day? Do you check the clock every now and then, saying to yourself, "I'll never be able to get sleep"? Believe it or not, over 10 million Americans report sleep issues to their doctors per year. Everyone has experienced it. In periods of stress, the body relaxes, but the mind continues to run, jumping from subject to subject, worrying, fretting. Insomnia can be irritating, but there is hope for the frequent insomniac. It has been repeatedly demonstrated that by adopting a few habits, you will find that your sleep issues will dissolve. The first order of business is to take account of how long you've been having sleep problems. Do you usually fall asleep with ease, with only a night or two of insomnia every now and then, or have you been experiencing insomnia for a month or longer? If the latter is the case, your first order of business is to consult your physician. Insomnia may be a symptom of an underlying and more serious medical condition. This is not meant to create alarm. In many cases, insomnia is a standalone issue without any underlying medical problem. A standalone case of insomnia can be treated with ease, utilizing the relaxation and imagery skills you'll soon be learning. The effects may not be immediate. You may have to experiment with them during periods of insomnia to find out what works for you. However, once mastered, these skills are safe, natural, and effective means of defeating insomnia. For starters, your sleeping environment is important. Take measures to ensure that your bedroom is cool, quiet, and dark. Your bed should have plenty of blankets so your body remains warm throughout the night. Refrain from napping throughout the day, and avoid exercise and caffeine for 4 to 6 hours before your projected bedtime. If you are still awake 30 minutes after going to bed, get up and do something else. Return when you're tired. Now that the physiological preparation is complete, it is time to prime the mind to sleep. The mind of the insomniac is like a snowball rolling down a hill. Try as you might, you cannot slow it down. It keeps spinning and moving, unstoppable, thinking about everything that has happened during the day. The key is to slow the mind. Silence it. In other words, communicate to it that the day is past and the time has come to sleep. There are certain tricks you can employ to effect this change. For one, as you are preparing for bed, bring your activities to a close and dim the lights. Emerging evidence increasingly suggests that artificial lighting from a television or computer screen can confuse the mind and throw off the circadian rhythm, meaning that your brain will still think it's daytime even though it's night. The solution to this: Simply avoid looking at a screen before going to sleep. An hour before you plan to go to bed, set the laptop aside, turn off the TV, and engage instead in a calm and relaxing activity, such as reading a book. Whatever this activity may be, it should be non-work related. It should be something that you only do when preparing for bed. For two, engaging in exercise can benefit sleep patterns. However, if you exercise too close to bedtime, it will increase your heart rate and blood pressure, which will make it difficult to fall asleep. For that reason, you should take up exercise if you do not do so already, but finish it 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. And three, letting go of the day is important. You need to communicate to your mind the day is complete. There's nothing more I can do for it. Whatever loose ends I left today can be handled in the morning. This is not a trick. This is a skill like riding a bike. The more you do it, the better your proficiency. Meditation is one effective means of helping the mind let go. Meditation is a mental skill that can be used to release the activities of the day rather than replay them on an endless loop as you're trying to fall asleep. Even on the nights when you're experiencing insomnia, you can still use meditation to silence your mind and relax the body. Sleep is better than being awake. However, when you cannot sleep, being relaxed and calm is better than being stressed and anxious. The first tool we'll cover is the ability to relax your mind and body. You only need to breathe and use your imagination. As you lay in bed, become aware of your body. Deliberately focus on feeling your toes, fingers, legs, arm, torso, and face. What areas of your body are uncomfortable? What parts are comfortable? Adjust yourself as necessary to become comfortable. If you are wearing clothing that is tight or otherwise restrictive, remove it or replace it with a more comfortable apparel. You want to be able to take good, deep belly breaths. Your body will begin to relax on its own. As you inhale, you are bringing fresh, clean oxygen into your lungs. When you exhale, you are expelling carbon dioxide, and with it, the tensions accumulated during the course of the day. Imagine that you are a balloon. As you deflate, tension exits your body. Every time you exhale, you expel a little more discomfort, a little more tension. Do not force it. Breathing should be easy and natural. The more you regulate your breathing, the more naturally your body will relax. Allow your breathing to assume its own rate. Take a moment to give yourself permission to relax, recharge, and let go of the day. Many things in the world can be classified as one of two things, either urgent or important. Many of the things you think of while laying in bed are urgent, but nothing can be done about them right that moment. So they are not important. What is important is that you go to sleep. That way, when the problems arise the following day, when they are both urgent and important, you are well rested and capable of handling them. You may find that your mind wanders. If this should happen, take a few more breaths and return to your peaceful place. If a thought of something that happened earlier in the day enters your mind, push it aside. It is night. Nothing can be done for the day. Do not feel the need to leave your peaceful place and address periphery stresses and tensions. It is important that you remain calm and relaxed, and absorb your surroundings as you explore the tranquil place you have created in your mind. Your body can take care of itself. Your subconscious mind will regulate your heartbeat and keep your blood pumping. You do not need to do anything. You do not need to attend to anything. You do not need to leave your calm place. Do not feel as though you need to, even if some thought springs up and tries to distract you. Push it aside and remain in your mind, safe and calm. You are a balloon deflating, and as you deflate, the stresses and tensions and worries of the day pour out. Now, imagine you are somewhere peaceful. It should be somewhere you love being. It can be imaginary. Maybe it is a tropical beach. Maybe it is a clearing deep in a forest. Maybe it is the top of a mountain. Wherever it may be, it should be safe, comfortable, and give you a deep sense of peace. It is a place where you feel completely at ease, and while you're there, your body is nourished by the calmness and tranquility found there. Take some time to explore this place you've created in your mind. Pay attention to the details of your peaceful place. Is it day or night? Is the air still, breezy or windy? Take some time to absorb your surroundings.